The Delaware River physically separates the states of New Jersey and Delaware, but politically, the border between those two states has been fought over for 200 years. Delaware claims the land under the river all the way over to the New Jersey shoreline in places, and courts have agreed. But New Jersey officials say that Delaware is using the old colonial border line to block economic development along the Jersey side of the river. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
On a rainy afternoon along the Delaware River, fisherman Walter Underwood is casting his line across a quirk in geography. He's standing on the shore in New Jersey.
And fishing in Delaware.
His New Jersey worm lands in the water beyond the low tide line. So technically, the perch and the stripers he catches are residents of Delaware. It doesn't affect the fishing, but Underwood says it's a crazy concept.
I don't think it's fair, because half of this is Jersey and half is Delaware.
But that's not the way the law says it is.
Well, somebody in Congress needs to change it.
Oh, believe me, generations of New Jerseyites have tried to change it. The strange border has led to all sorts of legal mischief, like the New Jersey developers who wanted to build a casino out on a pier so that it would technically be in Delaware, and the dead body that recently washed up on the Jersey side, but authorities had to wait until Delaware police came to pull it out. But the latest move has pushed New Jersey too far. Delaware has vetoed a liquefied natural gas facility in New Jersey because the pier for the facility would jut out into Delaware waters. New Jersey Assemblyman John Berzicelli is furious.
Bottom line is simply what happens in New Jersey is the business of the people of New Jersey, and this antiquated boundary serves no public purpose, in my opinion.
Let's just say the opinion in Delaware is a little different. State Representative Greg Lavelle.
I don't think we'll lose any sleep, and we won't lose any land.
Delaware's claim, after all, goes back to 1682. The English Duke of York leased the area to William Penn, including, and I'm quoting here, turf and twig and water and soil of the River Delaware. Carol Hoffecker, a Delaware historian, says that claim stands up even after the Revolution.
You know you own your house because you have a deed, right? And you got this deed from whoever owned it before. Well, if before happens to go back to England, to the colonial times, so be it.
Now, New Jersey claims that the Duke never owned the river, that it should be split down the middle, like most other water boundaries. But the Supreme Court, over the last 200 years, has ruled again and again for Little Delaware. In fact, in 1935, the court, clearly tired of this whole battle, not only ruled that Delaware owns the river, but enjoined any citizens of either state from ever challenging it again. Tell that to New Jersey.
It's a man-made border, and if a man made it, then it can be changed.
So New Jersey Representative John Berzicelli has fired a rhetorical cannon across the river. He's called on New Jersey residents to boycott credit cards owned by Delaware banks, and he's floating the idea of pulling New Jersey's pension money out of those banks.
At some point, reasonable people will have to decide what the value of this battle is worth. And we're willing to say that if Delaware is going to impose its economic will on New Jersey, that we're going to see where we place our resources, and we're going to make sure that we're not doing business with the state of Delaware or its businesses.
Those threats are shrugged off in Delaware. At a coffee shop in Wilmington, Alan Talker rejects any land for peace, or I guess in this case, water for peace deal.
We're a lot like Israel because we're small and we're protecting our borders.
Tucker is having his morning coffee with a group of men who have sworn to protect the borders of Delaware, including State Representative Bob Vallejera. All joking aside, Vallejera says that they needed to stop the natural gas facility in New Jersey to protect the whole river.
If you make an exception for that area there, because, well, it's on the other side of the river and it's, you know, basically underwater, it's like getting the camel's nose under the tent. One chink in the armor, the next chink, and the next thing you'll know is we won't have a coastal zone, we won't have quality of life.
The Delaware decision on the natural gas facility is being appealed, and Jersey officials are searching for any other way to get a compromise on the border issue. But perhaps the most likely thing to stop these states from bickering is the threat of a common enemy. Both states' politicians say the thing they fear most is the federal government coming in to make decisions for both states on the Delaware River. Robert Smith, NPR News.